Al Horford going to try again. Straight away three. Got it. Back to back to back triples for Al Horford, and the Celtics have cut it from 16 down to 6.
Ooh, galloping all the way. Secretary, here she comes.
70 to 64. Starting to feel an awful lot like last year's game here. Celtics beat the Thunder 101 to 95. Al Horford, I was thinking of the great three-point shooters in NBA history. You know, there's Ray Allen, there's Reggie Miller. How long before people start saying Al Horford is that guy? Because you be honest with us now. That last one was a, come on, give it to me. I got this. It wasn't a, you wanted that ball. You were feeling it, right?
Yeah, no. I mean, it was one of those things that, you know, I always trying to do the right thing and play team ball and things like that. But, you know, at that point in time, I just felt like we needed something. And I was just like, you know what? You know, just made up my mind to be aggressive to shoot instead of, you know, looking for the right play. A lot of the times the right play is, you know, me shooting that. So I just shot it with confidence.
That sounds very much like when we talked before back in the day when Kevin Garnett was here. Doc Rivers would always say, Kevin, we're passing the ball to you. He said, no, I'm making the right play. He said, no, we're getting you the ball. You took those kind of shots tonight, and it's you talked to me before. It seems like in that particular quarter, you guys just got your mojo back, and it started out with your leaders, like Kyrie knocking down a couple, and then it seemed like everybody else kind of follows suit.
Yeah. Coach challenged us at halftime, and, you know, he wanted us to play more together and play and have fun out there. He felt like we were a little tight in the first half, and we came out and Kyrie set the tone, and then we just all followed, and that really got us going.
Intellectually, this seems ridiculous because, you know, energy can be contagious, effort can be contagious, attitude can be contagious. Can shooting be? I mean, is it possible that offense can be contagious like it seemed like it was?
Yeah, I don't know if shooting, but definitely, you know, there was like a sense of confidence around everyone to. You know, when you got the ball, to shoot the ball with confidence, and you felt the guys were, you know, rooting for you and behind you. So it was it was a beautiful quarter that we played offensively.
One thing you knew with this team, as you said, you matched the gas a little bit. You needed this win. You needed something to get you guys jump-started. So it was giving you confidence in this season, especially considering teams you play on the road.
No question about it. It was, you know, this was a hard game for us, and we knew that, you know, they haven't won a game yet. They were going to come in and bring it, and they did. And we just stuck together, and for us, it was a huge game too. So I'm just very happy that we were able to, you know, to finish this game and get the win.
Well, when I see Brad Stevens cursing, I know that. I know that there's something wrong. I'm just saying. You heard it. I heard. I'm like, man, Brad Stevens, really?
Yeah. Yeah, no. He was fired up. He was fired. He even got a technical. So, you know, you don't see that very often.
Big night for Al Horford of the Celtics. Now, you and Aaron Baines had this little thing going on off the court that has Max and I concerned. You have this certain race that's going on. Like, every time we look up, there's a new baby coming. With the two of you, are you concerned about him being not playing and having more time on his hands,
man,
as far as that race is concerned?
Yeah, well, I know he definitely, you know, I'm sure they want another one, so watch out.
Al, enjoy this one.
Thank you.